To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Aditi, are you someone who listens to Christmas music this time of year?
I do. Yeah. I do.
Is it anathema for me to suggest that?
After Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's fair. Is it
I
bad of me?
I don't like when they start playing Christmas music at Halloween. I really have a problem with that.
I haven't actually heard that.
I'm not about like rushing holiday. Well,
I agree.
You know, let's be where your feet are. Enjoy the moment that you're in as opposed to waiting for a holiday that's like, or like, look. Thinking about a holiday that's three holidays away.
Aditi, I just want to say very quickly that I love you used a somewhat profound, like sort of motivational self-help quote, like be where your feet are, to describe not playing Christmas music too early. Would it pain you to know as a New Jersey native that probably by orders of magnitude, my least favorite Christmas song is Springsteen doing Santa's Coming to Town, where he sounds like he's half in the bag when he's like yelling over to his bandmates?
Favorite?
I Why can't. He's like, hey, favorite? Guys.
I don't really like it either.
He sounds like he sounds like they recorded it while he had like 10 martinis.
Favorite is so martinis. You think Bruce Springsteen is a martini?
No, Boilermakers.
I do not. I don't. I think he's a beer and a shot guy.
Yeah. I mean, he is a Jersey guy. Let's be honest here.
All right. So I'm not going to be where my feet are, because we were just having a conversation before we brought you on. About Mike Tomlin was talking about Aaron Rodgers, and he did play his best game in a Steelers uniform in a critical spot against the Ravens, the division kind of on the line. He outplays Lamar Jackson. They win. But I said to Chris, we've only got four games left here. The college football season is over. It doesn't look like there's a big crop of quarterbacks in this next draft that you can bank on. So what the heck is this team going to do at quarterback next year? And I posited maybe the most likely scenario is that this year's quarterback depth chart is just back next year. Rodgers, Rudolph, and Howard, and they give Howard a chance to beat out Rudolph. And maybe at some point Rodgers gives way to Howard, but maybe not. And they just kind of kick the can down the road, and they don't give up four first-round picks to take Mendoza or Moore or somebody like that. What's your take?
They'll never give up four first-round picks to do that. That's not how they operate. And why is that crazy? I mean, Philip Rivers just came off of 5 years on the couch and has designs on taking the Colts into the playoffs. I think that every time an older quarterback gets out there, has anybody asked Ben yet if like Ben is motivated to come out of retirement?
We are hotly anticipating Ben on his podcast, implying that multiple teams have contacted him about taking over as their quarterback.
Yes.
That he could do that. Seriously. But you know what's crazy about this? So an athlete workout is not the same as a dad workout. And I know that Joe Flacco, the year that the Browns pulled him off the couch, was actually throwing every single week. Now, that was a year, so like half a year from having played. Philip Rivers hasn't played in 5 years. But here's what I'm curious about. From the minute that Anthony Richardson got hurt and Chris Ballard and the Colts made a decision not to bring in a veteran, did Philip Rivers start throwing differently?
Florio, when he was on with us last hour, implied that he was on like, that they had reached out to him and just let him know, hey, if something happens to Daniel Jones, you're on standby. And that he's been aware of this for a month.
Him. Yes. I mean, no one has asked him this, but the fact that he admitted that as soon as Daniel got hurt on Sunday, his first thought was, are they going to call me? That wouldn't be the case unless you were actually prepping to do that. Now, Aaron Rodgers, clearly, even though his age, it was just his birthday. We share a birthday. He's 42. But he didn't play those first few years in his
32.
Career. And he obviously missed it. Don't I wish. And he, actually, I don't wish. But anyway, even though he doesn't have the same wear as somebody who played every single season up until the age of 42. Okay, right? He didn't play at the start of his career and he missed a year a few years ago. I think that Aaron Rodgers sees 44-year-old Philip Rivers and is like, why can't I do this? And if he is having fun and if he is enjoying it and if he is liking being out there, why would he not want to run it back? And as you said, there are no can't-miss prospects in the draft.
And I do think that one clue that he has still a lot of sway and power and obviously, you know, so demanding and like is so still determined to win is what they did at wide receiver. They brought Thielen in at 35. They played MVS and they benched Roman Wilson. I think that has a ton of Rodgers influence in it. Don't you?
Some for sure. But I don't have a problem with a quarterback saying this is who I trust or this is who has earned my trust or if it's valid, right? Because that chemistry, that camaraderie, that connection matters in every single way.
If he says Roman Wilson isn't good enough to play, I get it. If he says Garrett Wilson doesn't, well, then that's a different story. But in this specific example, I agree with you. I think Rodgers not trusting Roman Wilson is warranted.
Yeah. Sometimes it's about trust. It's like, is this a guy that's willing to go over the middle? Is this a guy whose hands are reliable? Is this a guy that I know can run the route exactly as I want him to run the route? And again, MVS was kind of raised on Rodgers, who we've talked about repeatedly, is extremely exacting when it comes to practice and in his expectations of his receivers. Davante Adams said a long time ago to me that he is the receiver he is because of what Rodgers demanded of him at practice.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Aditi, I will jump into being where my feet will be, or where everyone's feet will be metaphorically on Monday night, which is Akershire Stadium, being there, watching it, whatever, and the Steelers in a suddenly weirdly resurgent zombie Dolphins team that's 5-1 in its last six, that's running the daylights out of the ball, and whose game you were on this weekend. I watched the condensed version, which I apologize for doing because that usually cuts off all of your contributions. Yes, I think I caught like two seconds of a report. This is a practical matter. I'm trying to churn through games. That looked like... And I don't, you know, because of the injury to Tyrod Taylor and because of the Dolphins' fast start, that felt to me like a game that was so uncompetitive that I could almost extrapolate nothing about what I could expect out of the Dolphins because it barely felt like an NFL game after about one quarter.
You know, it's tough and it's interesting because Mike McDaniel had actually said to us in our production meeting, you guys are probably looking at this on paper and rolling your eyes, but I guarantee you, you actually drew the best draw. He's like, this is going to be a great one. And the way that the Jets had been playing, the fight that the Jets had been showing, no, because the Jets came in having won 3 of 5,
sure,
and they'd been playing tough. They'd been playing physically. The pass game showed a lot more promise with Tyrod Taylor than it had with Justin Fields. So it was valid, and it's a rivalry game, so it was valid to say that. But literally on the first play, Tyrod Taylor hurt his groin. The first play.
Yeah.
And then the Dolphins came out and did basically a mind blank with a Jalen Waddle run that was just a bunch of eye candy. And the Dolphins are really, really good at this, right? They do a lot of pre-snap motion that's just eye candy. And that Jalen Waddle run, so befuddled, confused, threw off the Jets defense that you literally could watch them take almost a whole quarter to get settled back in. But at that point, the Dolphins had gone up big. Now, from there, the Jets did indeed settle in a little bit. But you had Brady Cook, a rookie who'd never taken a first-team snap, who fumbled a center snap exchange with the center because he'd never taken an exchange with him, out there trying his best. He had two nice drives that ended in end zone interceptions. So the game was maybe potentially a little bit more competitive. But I will say this, the Dolphins have some outstanding player leadership. We had them the Browns game, which was the lowest of the low. They were completely blown out, threw a bunch of picks. It was awful. Dylan Gabriel got his first win. And after that, it was actually the captains and the leadership council who went to Mike McDaniel and said, we've got to simplify stuff. Zach Sealer on the defensive line said, I'm playing with a bunch of rookies. We can't be running this defense that you want to run. It was Tua saying, look, I can't make up for everybody else. You're asking way too much of the receivers. And we need to run the ball. And interesting fact, offensive coordinator Frank Smith had been up in the box after that Browns game. When they played the Falcons, they go on the road, they play the Falcons. Frank Smith came down on the field. And here's another little interesting aside. Frank Smith was one of Ben Roethlisberger's offensive linemen at Miami of Ohio. But anyway, since Frank Smith has been on the field, the Dolphins have run the ball in a much, much, much more concerted way. And I talked to Devon Achane about this last week.
Is
and
he going to play, by the way? What happened?
Committed.
You were on the sideline. You saw his injury. Is he fine for Monday?
No,
I heard he could have gone back in had he needed to.
Yes. I don't think it was necessary because of how big they were up. But I will tell you this, that Jalen Wright
ran unbelievably
well. I mean,
he looked
so
very
well.
Good.
And this is a guy, Jalen Wright has, I think, like 30 snaps. Maybe 35 snaps.
Didi, he looked like the kind of guy they would want to lean on when they're coming up to Pittsburgh and it's going to be in the teens. Like, he looked like a guy that's going to run straight ahead and dare you to tackle him. Like, I watched that game and kind of made a mental note of him.
And that's the point. That line has been outstanding. It is playing so tough, so hard, so in sync. They obviously love run blocking. I mean, I would be worried about the way that they are running the ball. For sure.
All right.
And now Jalen Wright has proved that there's a 1-2 punch. It's not just one guy.
Steelers and Dolphins Monday, Sunday afternoon. Sit on the couch and watch and listen to Aditi because we'll get Bengals and
Ravens. Yes,
Ravens-Bengals.
You'll get it, won't you?
Yes, we will. You bet.
Oh, I'm so excited. You don't want to talk about Lamar and Joe Burrow?
We only have, we have no time. I'm hearing in my ear that I need to shut up and say goodbye to you. So,
wow.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.